Hello, everybody. Just taking a little bit of a break here in the home office. And decided to make a hype audio boo for tonight's Cross Border Gaming episode 180, aka CBG 180 series finale. We are starting at 7 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time. So it is the last show, the last time we're going live, the last CBG ever. Meaning we're never going to do it again. That's it. It's going in the ground. It's going to have 6 feet of dirt put on it. And that is going to be fucking it. Now, I know some of you probably nobody, let's be honest, are probably going to wonder, so what's going to happen to the CBG archives? Well, I am going to leave them up from my end. I am not going to remove the RSS. I am not removing the actual shows. They're going to remain up. As far as any sort of website where you can see the episodes, see the outlines, or see the synopsis, I am not sure if I'm going to... I was working on a brand new CBG site. Actually, for a long time I was. Because, let's be honest, I knew that TGH was going to completely tank at some point. So I started creating a new CBG site, which looks pretty good. Unfortunately, I used a theme that is commonly used by other sites, which sucks. It's also the same one that I'm using right now for Retrofungin. So yeah, so at that point I decided, okay, fuck it, I'm just going to use this for Retrofungin, and I use this theme, that generic theme that everybody else has, and I'll modify it for CBG at some other point, which I did. And I believe it's actually up. If you go to test.protodome.com, I believe it should be there if you want to see it. I haven't done much else to it, though, in the last little while. So what I'm thinking of doing is I'm thinking of posting all our shows on there. Yes, all 180 fucking shows. And I'm going to see how I am going to... somehow create an archive site for that. The thing is, though, is I would need the CBG URL to point to that site so that everyone will have it. But that's probably the only thing that I'm going to do with it. I have no intentions of ever, ever, ever bringing cross-border gaming back. Even if I buy a PS4 and an Xbox One, I am not bringing back CBG. And that's not because... you know, I hated it or something like that. I wasn't having fun. But because if no one listened during the last 5 years, then nobody is going to listen now. Plain and fucking simple. And that's unfortunate, but you know what? It's just a matter of supply and demand. People don't want it, so there's no point to supply it. Also, I personally, and I've said this before, I prefer to podcast with people in a studio. Now, by studio, I don't mean a fucking recording studio. By studio, I mean a table with a mixer, 4 mics, and 4 monitors attached to it that people can hear themselves and hear their levels with while I make sure the levels stay good. And that's just how I like to podcast. I don't like this Google Hangouts bullshit. I hate it, as a matter of fact. And when I look at YouTube videos, including ours, of our shows, and I see the absolute shit quality of video and stream and sound, it's so awful. It is so awful. And this goes on to any other podcast that is doing it through Google Hangouts. Okay, when people listen to those shows, no one's watching the video. I don't believe anybody's watching the video because, look, the video switches very rapidly between people. And depending on who's asking or who's blowing their nose or, you know, somebody belches in the background, you know, or if the music or something, other noises in the background, you know, it'll automatically switch to the other frame despite the fact it's still playing the audio for the other person's channel. Excuse me. And... it sucks, and I really would implore you as a podcaster, if you're listening to this, to stop using Google Hangouts. Yes, it's free. Yes, it automatically uploads your show to YouTube. Does anybody watch your fucking show on YouTube, or do they just play it in the background while they listen to the fall playing? You know, you don't need YouTube for that. You don't need YouTube to do that for you. However, yeah, I understand exposure. It's a big thing. Exposure, exposure, exposure. Listen to me. If people like your show, they're going to fucking listen to it. All right? In our case, CBG was far from perfect. Far from perfect. And I admit that. But I've learned a lot podcasting this way. I've gone from streaming with Justin.tv to Twitch to Google Hangouts. And now I'm in a podcast position where I am never going to do that again. If I DJ live sets live, I will use something else to broadcast that. I will use a private streaming service or something like that. I'll figure it out. I'll set it up myself if I'm going to do that. Because if I do not want to use the Google formula, because if you Google Hangouts is nice and it's very easy to use, but is it reliable? Absolutely fucking not. It's not. Like Harold has been telling me for the past several weeks, he's been having trouble with people not receiving his invites on Google Hangouts. I mean, your videos get flagged if there's copywritten music in it. Fuck, what else is there? The shitty quality is the one that I just can absolutely not stand. And thirdly, and this is a major reason why I will never broadcast a podcast again live over Skype especially, is if you have the people in the same room with you, like on Retrofungin 5, which will be coming out in a couple of weeks. Actually, should be coming out Friday or the Friday after I'm going to publish it. Actually, I think I'm going to publish it this Friday. And it just sounds so much different when you have the actual people present and you're all hooked up to audio equipment and you're actually there to experience the chemistry with the guests as well as just the general interaction. I find that when I'm podcasting with people in the same studio, I like to improvise. I like to go off topic. I like my brain bouncing around different corners of the room. But one thing that I love is just chemistry when you have people in front of you. And I'm going to get two more mic stands. I need one more mic and I need two more mic socks. It's not going to cost me that much. Mic stands are not very expensive, thank God. If you're just going for a cheap, you know, normal standing one, you can get them for $20 to $25 here in Toronto. Not expensive. And actually, I haven't even checked Kijiji yet to see if anybody's reselling these mics. So, we'll see. I also need a new XLR cable for my main mic, my Shure mic. Because, well, it's essentially just the bottom portion of the cable is broken apart. And the mic cable itself is broken at the end. So, and I've had the cable for, almost 3 years now. 3-4 years. And I think you're supposed to replace microphone cables, actually, once every couple of years, actually, to run new lines. So I'm probably going to get a new one of that. And then my living room will essentially become my podcasting studio. I intend on bringing Retrofungin every month. I'm dedicated to bringing one episode per month. Even if I have to do the show with Vic over Skype, or maybe I can do it with Will, or another mutual friend of ours. Just I need someone to be here to do it with me. You know, talking retro games, retro cartoons, and all the other shit. Protodome, I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to premix the sets and then just bring them out on Mixcloud. I'm not going to go mainstream, so to speak. Because, well, that's not really like me. Otherwise, I'm about 10 minutes in here, so you know what, let's just end it. Listen to us tonight. It's the last CBG. I know anybody who has been listening to us either is just binges on our shows or stop listening to us. Either one is fine. I'm not bitter. If you stop listening to us, it's probably obviously because, well, if what we were talking about was in your bag. That's why. And that's fine. I will never ever tell stupid listeners, how dare you go away. I will never do that. If you don't like something, don't listen to it. And I would rather have people not listen to it than listen to it and then bitch about how much it sucks. So, but we did hear feedback over the years, but we tried to adjust them, but I guess things always fell apart. So that's another reason why the show is ending. Anyways, I'm going to end it here. So do listen to us tonight. Harold apparently has a bevy of guests lined up. I hope they show up, and not that they show up the next week on H-Bomb and Friends. If not, we'll see you tonight regardless. So, until then, toodles.